Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuba this Monday has received more messages of solidarity and support for the revolution after the World Day developed this weekend to end the hostile policy against the Caribbean nation. Activists, prominent figures, associations of Cubans abroad, and friends of the island sent in these days a message for peace and condemned the attempts to subvert the constitutional order. In countries such as Argentina, Bolivia, Spain, Italy, and many more, several voices ratified that Cuba is not alone in a struggle. The international call also demanded the elimination of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States, considered the main obstacle for the development of the nation. The Cuba Sea Friends Solidarity Association assured that the destabilizing actions organized by the United States against the island will find another defeat inflicted by the people mobilized along with their revolution. The United States on Saturday announced the visa restrictions on 28 Cuban officials as part of its policy of sanctioning Cuba, worsened by the tightening of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reported on Saturday that under Presidential Proclamation 5377, a total of 28 Cuban civil servants and members of the Cuban Communist Party are banned from entering the U.S. In his official statement, the U.S. Secretary of State said that this measure is aimed at those who, in his opinion, allowed or facilitated violent and unjust detentions, false trials, and prison sentences for those who took part in the riots of July 2021. With these sanctions and coercive financial measures, the U.S. government intends to support more freedom and economic opportunities for the Cuban people, Blinken said, and did not mention the blockade as one of the causes of the Cuban economic situation. The France-Cuba Solidarity Association, which has conducted acts of solidarity with Cuba for 60 years, expressed support for the island and its revolution in the face of destabilization actions and blockade imposed by the United States. We renew our unconditional solidarity with the Cuban people and their revolution. We condemn the genocidal U.S. blockade and demand its end, the organization stressed in a statement. France-Cuba highlighted the victory of the Cuban people a year ago against riots and violent acts promoted and financed by the United States, whose government it accused of taking the aggressions to a new level in its plans to destabilize and divide Cuban society. In this sense, it denounced that Washington is trying to take advantage of the existing difficulties in the country, which respond to various external factors, among which the entity pointed out the blockade and the consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Cuban Revolution is a dignified and heroic people who resist and believe, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said on his Twitter account, and stated that Cubans resist the hatred of genocidal blockade for more than 60 years, and in response he creates a labor of love every day. There are many signs of international solidarity towards the Cuban Revolution and its people, evidenced this weekend in various nations on all continents. In this way, the world recognizes the struggle of the Caribbean island in the face of the obstacles represented by the U.S. blockade policy and its attempts to economically suffocate the Antillean nation to destabilize citizen tranquility. Members of the Coordinating Committee of Solidarity with Cuba and Costa Rica supported the initiative conducted by the Cuban Young Communist League 1 year after the defeat of the destabilizing attempt against the Cuban revolutionary process. There are many initiatives to celebrate that victory, among them the Cuban Communist League, so that young and not-so-young people take pictures with their communist pullovers or posters. Ana Maria Vega, coordinator of the Costa Rican Solidarity Group, told Prensa Latina. She also pointed out the need to show that the Cuban Revolution is continuity because it has known how to train its future leaders. And evidence of this is the Communist League and the Cuban Federation of University Students. With our participation in this initiative, Vega stressed, we also want to praise the dignity and courage of the Cuban people that have faced and defeated all aggressions of the United States hostile policy, as well as highlight the process of continuity of the Cuban Revolution. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.